This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Loving God, we come to you. We come to you that we may be fed. Fed by your word, that it may come to our spirits, transform our spirit into your presence. We come to you to feed us with your body and blood, that we too may be transformed into your living presence, and that we indeed may go to those in the world and bring them your love and the good news that their lives so desperately need. In your name we pray. Amen. Good morning. Pleasure to be with you this morning. Always an honor and privilege to celebrate Mass with you. When I first knew Louise, she was a lovely girl, but she was lacking a great deal in self-confidence. She had no initiative, and she was always afraid to contribute to any kind of group activity. You see, Louise grew up in a large family. And one day she confessed to me, "In our family, you could have been working 24 hours a day, and not one moment would you hear words of thanks or words that said, 'We praise you for all that you do.' But make one mistake, and you would think that another world war has been declared." The deprivation of affirmation in her life created a woman who was terrified at any situation in which she felt she would be evaluated or criticized. On the other hand, we have Donna. Donna experienced growing up that it was great to be the center of attention, the life of the party. She also realized that she could clear a room in minutes. Donna was a late child, the last of six. When she was born, she was the apple of her daddy's eyes, the little girl that could do no wrong. And for her brothers and sisters, she was the little doll that they always wanted. And so Donna grew up being able to be the center of stage, always entertaining family and family guests. With this kind of affirmation, as she became an older woman, she felt that later in life it became a problem. She had a need to be the center of stage. But people began to avoid her because they got tired of worshiping at her altar. Both Louise and Donna could be described as having a fixation on a period of development. In other words, they're stuck and they're not living as they ought. Because of a fear of criticism or a need for attention, they are not free to move about and to experience a true and rich life. Indeed, Donna and Louise may be a part of our own lives. Last week, you heard the reading of the miracle story of the feeding of the 5,000, and as you see, that story continues with today's gospel. What happened with this crowd of 5,000 plus extra because of the men and women, we discover that they too are not getting what they wanted, getting what they felt they needed. So a large group of them decide to pursue, to find where Jesus has gone so they could continue to follow. You see, they were quite impressed by this feeding of the 5,000. With the feeding that filled their tummies with the loaves and fish. And so a group of them decide to track Jesus down. As one scholar has written, they had eaten Jesus cooking and they wanted more. But do you notice in the text what it says when these people arrive and find Jesus? You will note that he didn't seem very receptive. A modern translation of that scripture reads this way. "Listen," Jesus replied to them, "you didn't look for me because you just saw a sign from God. No, you came because you filled your bellies on the bread that I had served you. Don't work for bread that will spoil. Work for the bread of eternal life that the Son of Man gives to you. The Father has blessed him, and he now comes to serve you." You see, Jesus is on to them. He knows exactly why they are pursuing him. In other words, Jesus is saying, you know, you really don't care about me. All you care about is what I can give to you. Master Eichert from the medieval days before the time of the Reformation wrote these interesting words about this passage. He says, "There are people who want to see God with the same eyes by which they look at a cow. And they want to love God in the same way they love a cow for its milk and cheese." How true this is. What is it that we are looking to Jesus for? Do we look to Jesus only for what Jesus can give to us? Perhaps another example would be to look at our own prayer life. In fact, simply just look at the Lord's Prayer. How many of us, when we pray, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name," do we really believe that? Do we truly believe your kingdom come, your will be done? The best part of the Lord's Prayer that I know we all like is the prayer that part that covers all of our concerns with the words, "Give us this day our daily bread." And I know we pray that in one form or another over and over. "Lord, give me this," and "Oh, Lord, give me that." Doesn't that sound pretty much the way our prayers often go? Are we pursuing Jesus because of what he can give to us? Maybe once in a while we'll throw in some words of thankfulness and gratitude. "Thank you, Jesus, for this, and thank you, Lord, for that." In reality, what we're saying is, "Lord, thank you for what you gave me yesterday, but for today, let's talk about today." You see, this is what is going on in our gospel text this morning. With these people who have followed Jesus, they're following him, seeking him out, not because he's the Son of God, not because Jesus is the Savior, not because they see him as the author and the sustainer of their faith. They're looking to Jesus for another free lunch. And so in response to that, Jesus says, "Don't work for bread that will spoil. Work for the bread of eternal life that the Son of Man will give to you. The Father has blessed him, and now he comes to serve you." You see, Jesus is calling the people, including you and me, to acknowledge the need for the food that endures for eternal life. Spiritual food. Not just a lunch to meet our physical needs. And Jesus is there to offer us that spiritual food. Food that our lives need to continue to grow and to become what God has ordained us to be through baptism. You know, we are always so tempted to make so little of life, to live life as if nothing is better than money and what money can buy, to treat God as if God were nothing more than a personal bellboy waiting for us to ring the bell so he can run to us with dinner. Unfortunately, like Louise and Donna, many of us are fixated on our needs. Many of us are too caught up in our wants. The lesson for today, my brothers and sisters, a lesson that I hope you hear and hope that you take home, is that we need to hear the call of our Lord that is challenging us to go beyond our wants. To hear the call of God to go beyond our wants. Now, indeed, and we do recognize that in ordinary life, our needs cannot be ignored. They have to be accepted. We have to deal with them, but we need to transcend above them and beyond them. Very often, because of our fixation on a particular need, once it's met, we then are constantly running back greedily, time after time. We never move beyond. We never transcend. We never move. When Jesus fed that multitude of 5,000 plus additional men and women and children, he was meeting their basic needs. But in addition, he was also challenging them for something higher. Challenging them to let him become the food of life. To let him be the source of developing their attitudes and their values for living a purposeful and meaningful life. But they were not ready to do that. To truly find a fullness for life. Jesus called them, as he calls you and me today, to this deeper understanding so that as we receive faith, we, along with the people of Bible times, will know that this food is given for us to have eternal life now and forever. You see, that manna that was fed to the people of Israel spoiled every day. New food had to be given each morning. But the food that Jesus gives to us shall never perish. It is endless. It is always there to nurture us. And so a life of faith is what we truly need to be about. Letting go of our grasping and clinging on to our own needs and wants and receive this gift of life that is ours. Faith is, first of all, opening up ourselves to receive that gift and to respond to the words of God, that love that wants us to be truly assimilated into becoming the people God has made you and me to be. We need to take that word and ingest it. Make it a part of our daily living. Ultimately, faith means that Jesus will make a home in us, in our hearts, so that we can be transformed and truly be the baptized, chosen people of God. It means making space in our lives for Christ, not only to dwell there, but to affect our values, our thoughts, our actions, and how we live out there in the daily world. In Scripture, we always have found Jesus leading his disciples to long for this life. This life. That is forever. Jesus knows that we hunger for living bread. But more so, he hungers to live in us. He longs to be bread that rises in our life to bring forth all of the blessings and potential that we have to be his children. Again, let's look back at our prayer life. prayers with petitions and prayers that present our concerns for and to the Lord indeed are legitimate, are necessary, and important to developing our faith life. It is asking God to be our God. It is asking God to care for us and to liberate us to be all that we can be. But I'm afraid that often our prayers do not include the prayer that says, Lord, help me to be a faithful child. Make that your prayer, so that we may continue to be fed and nurtured and transformed by the attitudes of Christ and his values. And a way to pray to do that is simply meditate. Allow silence. Do not ignore your need, but do not be fixated on it. Give it to God and allow God to speak to your hearts, that you may be opened to the challenge. To the challenge to be transformed and to be made anew with his values and his attitudes, so that you can grow and become that special child that you are. I am the bread of life, says Jesus. Whoever comes to me will never, ever hunger again. The Lord is here. Come with your faith. Eat and drink. And be transformed and become the child that God loves you to be.